You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest!
On air, on air, on air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right. It is Kiss FM. We are just getting started. Just getting going. Just kind of organizing ourselves. Matter of fact, Sam just helped me organize the entire show. Thank you, Sam.
Oh,
apparently
Sam.
I had the wrong sheets in front of me, but now I've got the right sheets. Got my beverages. You got your
Same.
Beverages?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So this is how we start. If you're never here at this time, we kind of start slow.
A little bit.
Right? We got to get into it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I don't really even know what's on the show today. Do you?
Honestly?
Yeah,
no.
We have our hump day helper.
Yes. Good job, Tanya.
Oh, good student.
Yeah.
That's right. Hump day helper, which is it's life relationship coaching. It could also be intimate coaching,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that's going to come up later this morning. We've been doing that for a couple weeks now.
I like it.
I like it too.
Have you taken anything away from it and applied it?
I do at the moment, and I have not applied it.
What do you mean, you do at the moment?
Like at the moment, I'm like, oh yeah, that's great. And then
and
I
then
forget.
Yeah. I feel like I do that with a lot of stuff.
You know? Start writing it down.
Yeah, write it down, put it by your bed,
mm-hmm.
and say, Michael, hold on for a second. Oh, a list. Yes, this is a list I'm keeping.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya, have you learned anything?
Well, the one that really stood out to me was not posting your significant other until they're your fiance or husband.
And have you followed that
no,
rule?
No, I failed miserably.
So she is a relationship coach, author, and speaker named the number one relationship coach transforming lives. Her name is Jamie Bronstein.
Okay.
Coming up. Hump Day Helper. Text your questions. If you, in anything about your relationship. If it's on your mind,
and text it could be anonymous.
41027. Yeah, most of them are actually because I only get the phone number.
Oh, right.
So text of 41027. Coming up this morning, we have got obviously free money. We're paying your bills. Get in on that. Easy at kissfm.com. Also, we have got free Postmates. 720 free Postmates. I'm going to give you a promo code for more. Sometimes I just get on Postmates and I just get into the hole of looking at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a tough time making a decision.
Always.
Right?
Always.
And then I'm still blown away that it shows up so fast, out of nowhere. I still can't get that concept in my head. Like, I like ice cream sometimes, and all of a sudden, it's there.
Like, it's too convenient.
Just there.
Yeah.
All right, the morning hack on the way. If you're scheduling a bikini wax, I know it's early, but if you're scheduling your bikini wax, you're supposed to do it at this time. Interesting.
Why does it
6:50? Well, I'm going to tell you. Let's get to... So, Tanya, can I ask you, What's going on with you and Mark over there?
I mean,
what is going on? The two of you are so distracting.
Literally.
We're trying to figure something out.
Can you share with us?
Can you Slack each other? Like, what?
Yeah, what's going on?
Why can't 20 of the whisper?
And by the way, I love that Mark, our producer, walks past Sissany to whisper stuff in your ear. What's going on?
You'll find out in a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Right, how about
just
now?
Just right now. All right.
Just right now. Yeah, we're here. This is the break.
This is where you're going to talk about it.
Okay, so I went to the Kings game over the weekend. It was Dia de los Muertos night. And it was, first of all, so much fun. And for anybody that is single, I highly recommend going to a Kings game because it was crawling with men.
Men.
Yeah. And so anyways, we had a really good time, but they asked me if I wanted to do this goals contest. So basically, they put me on the Jumbotron during one of the breaks.
They just came up to you?
They came up to me, yeah. And they were like...
They found you in the crowd?
They knew where I was sitting because Dave Weiss from iHeart put me at our seat.
So you're on official business.
Okay. Correct.
Got it.
So they came up to me and they were like, do you want to do the goals contest? And I was like, what is that? So they're like, you're going to be competing against this guy who calls the goals. You know when like in soccer when they get a goal and you go, goal?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
You're going to be competing with him on who can hold it the longest. And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. Robbie put it on his Instagram.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? Whatever. I'm going to lose.
Wait, the actual, like the famous guy that does that all the time? Or a guy that's...
He does it locally. Like a sports guy.
Got it. Okay, got it.
And so I was like, whatever, it'll just be fun. I'm not going to win.
Were you on the ice when you did this?
No, they had us like up in the crowd in one of the stands. So the guy, he goes first and he does the goal for 19 seconds. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to beat this guy, but whatever, I'm having fun with it. So I start going on my goal and I hit 15 seconds and I was like, I still have a lot of air in my belly.
Left?
Yeah. And I was
you have
like,
more
I'm
left?
Gonna, yeah, I was like, I'm going to beat this guy. So I held it for like 23 seconds. I beat him.
Congratulations.
It was so iconic. And I did not realize how many listeners. I met a ton of like Kiss listeners at the game, but so many people were there. Justin Bieber was there. It was like,
wait, Justin Bieber watched you go?
Yes, yeah. They put him
that's
on the Jumbotron
coolest.
Right after I did my thing. I was like, what?
So cool. Was at a hockey game once years ago, and I got booed because I missed. They had a puck contest.
Oh, no.
And I missed so bad that people booed.
Yeah, man. Because that's
people
tough.
Boo a lot at me at sporting things. That's about the... That's happened before in a stadium.
I would just smile and wave at them back.
Yeah.
No, they booed. All right, listen. We have the sound. So here's... Do you know his name?
I think it's Fernando.
All right.
Okay. So here he is, contestant number one.
Go!
It's impressive. Wow. That seemed longer than 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I get why you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was like, there's no way.
Did you just take a big breath?
Yeah, in my belly though. I did it in my belly.
Interesting.
Do you have good breath control? Are you a swimmer?
I guess. I think I crushed it.
Well, let's hear it. So here's contestant number two. Tanya, that's great.
I was jumping up and down because I knew I won.
That's
so
awesome.
You're at the Kings game doing that.
Yeah, it
that's
was
great.
Such what'd a you blast. Win?
I didn't just pride, but I'm gonna go to more Kings games. We had such a blast. It was so much fun.
Yeah, the
and Justin Bieber watched you do that.
Yes,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was
you sounded
cool.
Like a vehicle at one point. I don't know what the vehicle it was.
Switched when I knew I was going to beat him. I was like, oh.
Have you ever tried to hold your breath, Sissany?
Yeah.
Like for how long?
I mean, I don't know. Are you going to time myself?
Let's hold our breath now.
Well, we're going to be quiet. We're going to sound off the alarms.
What alarms? Do they really go off if we don't talk?
Yes.
Yeah.
If we don't talk
Then let's sound off the alarms.
No, we
come
cannot.
Come on, it's
no.
be fun.
No, then we get in trouble.
We can try to. Why don't we try to do the hum sound or something?
Why don't you do the goal?
Yeah, why don't you see if you could beat Tanya.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, me either. I don't want to do it. I don't want to play. Yeah. But good job, Tanya. We're
good
proud
job.
Of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also, later, I have good news. We don't really play games here. But coming up, we are going to play the match game.
I love the match game.
I know.
We play a lot of games.
Which, by the way, we play all the time here.
We don't play all the time.
At least once a week.
Well, that's not all the time. We're on for 5 hours a day.
That's five.
It's a very consistent.
5 hours. I'm trying to do the math. 5 hours a day for 5 days. That's
25.
25 hours. And once every 25 hours is a lot.
Okay. So anyway, well, we're gonna play it coming up. Right now, the morning hack. So,
can you put some WD-40 on your microphone?
Your microphone's squeaky.
My microphone is really.
I mean, silent.
All right, listen. This is serious. Uh-huh. The best time of day to get your bikini waxed. Now, I have never done that, but I have had my eyebrows waxed.
That's nothing compared to downstairs.
Really?
Your eyebrows painful. Versus like a Brazilian?
It's a different pain.
Hello.
It still hurts.
Yeah.
How long does it take to do the bikini?
10 minutes.
Right. The eyebrows take like four.
Well, bikini is different. Bikini's just like a couple strips on the side. But if you're doing like, if you do Brazilian.
Brazilians, like 10, all of it.
10
baby.
Minutes.
I'm not going to ask questions. I'm just going to get to it.
Brazilians, everything.
So experts say the best time to get your bikini wax is 4 p.m.
Oh, why?
4 p.m.
I'm not too far off.
So here's why. Your pain threshold is the highest at 4 p.m.
Interesting.
At 10 a.m., it's the worst time. That would never happen for us because we're
why? Because like you wake up in the morning and you're just like so soft and squishy or something. Like you're just
that's
like.
Says you just don't have a high pain threshold.
You're just
I guess
like,
by the end of the
asleep.
Day, you're worn down.
Maybe. I go at 3. So
well, you're close.
I'm close.
You're close. Go at 4. Whole new life.
I can't. I got to pick up the kids around 4. It doesn't work.
All right. Let me ask you a question about male grooming. Mm-hmm. Does your boyfriend groom himself, Tanya?
Yeah.
Good chat.
Right. I mean, what? He doesn't wax. He just uses like
he shaves?
Yeah. Like with
trimmer.
Whatever. It has different
the
like.
The manscaper.
The different like heads that you can put on it.
Right, but it doesn't go to the waxing place. All right, today's quote, being nice doesn't mean making yourself small for the comfort of others.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, here we go again. A commissioner at the FCC called on the U.S. government to ban TikTok over concerns about how the China-owned company and app handles the data of American users. The remarks come as the fast-growing app, as we know, holds ongoing negotiations with the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States about whether it can continue business in the U.S. if it is sold from Chinese parent company ByteDance to an American company. So we shall see. The City of Los Angeles Department of Animal Services will help local groups and individuals in their efforts to spay and neuter free roaming cats in the city. The new citywide cat program will provide resources to help people humanely trap, spay, or neuter and then release stray cats back into the wild. They hope that by reducing the number of intact breeding cats in the city, fewer litters will be produced and thus reducing the number of stray cats that walk the streets of LA. Crowds trickled through historic Olvera Street yesterday during the annual Dia de los Muertos celebration, honoring their deceased loved ones with altars and offerings. You know, for the past 35 years, locals and visitors have gathered at the park for the 9-day festival that honors the deceased. The traditional Mexican holiday is commemorated on both November 1st and November 2nd and brings large crowds to the historic center.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
I think it was back in the day when I moved out here, took a class at Glendale Community College. Part of my routine was to stop at this bagel shop in Burbank and then drive out there and park and go to class. And on my way, I would listen to this radio station, Kiss FM.
Yep.
Rick Dees in the morning, Ellen Kay with Rick Dees.
That's right.
I thought, you know what? She sounds like a good friend. She is probably a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cut to, I don't know if you know this, but Oh, we ended up working together here at KISS.
No kidding. Did you know?
Long time.
Yeah.
Last night, I had the pleasure and honor of inducting her into the Radio Hall of Fame.
That looked so special.
And so sweet of you to be there for that.
Do you know? So I was in Chicago. So I was in Chicago for 2 hours.
Yeah, it looked like it. I'm like, the fact that you're here now, I'm like, wow.
It was light speed. But I got to the Radisson Blue, where they were doing the Radio Hall of Fame ceremony.
Is that the same place that they inducted you?
No.
No. It's the same Hall of Fame, but different location.
We were in New York.
New York. Yeah, we were all together.
I don't know where we were. We flew somewhere to you.
Different big city. So anyway, as soon as I walked into the lobby, our friend Dennis Clark was there.
Yeah.
And he brought out Ellen Kay, and we just cried. Oh. We just cried. It was like a good cry. It was good cries.
It's so emotional. I know.
Well, I get so emotional. I'm that person. But I was just thinking,
work together, especially the three of you. For people that don't remember, Dennis, it was like the giggle in the background for all those years. Like you would hear his giggle.
He still got the giggle. Anyway, congratulations to our friend Ellen on being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. What an honor last night to be there. Okay, scattered showers, some wet freeways this morning. So be on the lookout for that. It's not good. You know what else is not good? A lot of things, but Christmas treeflation. Is that what they're calling it?
Oh, here we go.
Christmas treeflation? We had pumpkinflation.
The pumpkinflation and tree inflation guy.
Treeflation?
Yeah.
So Christmas trees are going to be expensive, up 15 to 20% from last year. Average price was about $70. So you're looking at like 80 this year. Artificial trees in demand. What's the issue? Supply chain. So I don't know. I'm sure there's some legitness to that. But I keep hearing that excuse about a lot of things. I feel like it's also a good excuse for a lot of things. Right? Like you're trying to get something fixed at the house. Well, I can't get their supply chain issue. You know?
Yeah.
Going to have to be 6 months before we can get out their supply chain issue.
So, like, how would we ever know if they're telling the truth or not?
Well, I mean, you give people the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Most Christmas tree lots are going to open on Black Friday, which is November 25th. So we were thinking out loud about teaming up. I mean, we did the pumpkins. We gave people pumpkins because pumpkin inflation was a real thing. So we thought we could also maybe address tree inflation by giving away some Christmas trees this year.
Let's do it
for a good cry.
Mm-hmm.
For a good cry, we'll do it.
You have to cry when we give it to you.
If you cry, we'll cry. So you'll trigger our cry, but we need you to really, we have to count on you to cry. So only when we do this, don't even enter to win if you're not a good crier.
Right.
Calling all good criers. Tubbs, do you like a good cry?
It's been some years.
See, that years? There's a lot of therapy right there that we could unpack.
Wow.
Right? Keep it all inside.
I mean, you bottle up all that emotion?
All bottled up.
That can't be healthy.
Oh my gosh.
I can see it on your face.
I cry like every day.
You know the face you have when you can't really go, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got that face. It's true. And I feel like it's not him having to go. It's him having all this pent up emotion because he doesn't have a good cry. Is your Michael like a good cry?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's not like much of a crier either, but if we're watching a sad movie or like something that really gets him, he'll cry. He's not afraid to cry.
I cry in the not sad movies, but in the movies where there's triumph.
Yeah, right?
Like the character accomplishes something and you're so proud of the character.
Yeah.
You get tingly nose and then you get irrigation.
You know what gets him is like kid, like a father-son or a child.
Yes, me too.
That type of stuff really gets him if we're watching something. Like, are you crying? He's like, no.
Tubbs, we are going to work on this. We're committed to changing that look.
I know. I want to make him cry. Let's do it. By the end of the show, you're going to cry, Tubbs.
You know, that's a tall order. You know, I was up trying to think of a segment for Ruby, and it dawned on me that, tell me what you think. It should have a ring to it. You know what I mean? So what do you think about, and Ruby, you chime in too.
Okay.
What do you think about Ruby in the community?
I like that.
Like you get out there, you're in the community, and rhymes with Ruby. Right?
Ruby in the community.
But you have to say exactly.
Community.
Smoothly.
Community.
Ruby in the community.
Yeah. Community. Cute.
So
I like it.
You've already started this, actually, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Yeah. But the name is Ruby in the Community. I like it.
Cute.
So it's a new feature. So you go out to some place, specific place, right? How do you pick where you're going to go?
I think I just like to explore different areas of SoCal. So it just kind of varies, but I kind of like to spread it out, you know, a little bit, you know, maybe on the east side, the west side, in the valley. So it kind of just a little bit everywhere. I'm everywhere.
So you went to Melrose Hill, area, yeah?
Yep. And it was actually in LA Magazine as one of the great neighborhoods that you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Melrose Hill.
It's just,
I don't think we've ever had a call from Melrose Hill.
It feels very specific. It's just south of Hollywood between Santa Monica and Melrose and between Western and the 101.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they do a really cool block party every summer. If you're into thrifting, I love thrifting. They have a really, really dope thrift store. It's called The Goodie Store. Rosa is the owner. She's super sweet. And they don't just have clothes. They have a little bit of everything.
Mm.
But if you're looking for food, which I know we're all kind of foodies here. We love good food.
I mean, we kind of do like food. Yeah.
Yes. You have to check out Giada's.
Giada's?
Yes. So good.
What's Giada's?
So they basically offer Italian style deli sandwiches.
Oh, so hungry right now.
Wait, what? Like a meatball sandwich?
So delicious. They have so many different kinds. One of my favorites when I went was the spicy pea sandwich.
Spicy pea?
Yes. Spicy pea?
The like spicy pepperoni? Pea. So good. It's chicken.
Oh.
Chicken cutlets, I believe. It has a little bit of, it's just so delicious. They also have a pesto chicken salad, which is to die for.
It's called Giada.
Giada. Yep.
Giada. Melrose
and Western. Yep.
Look at Ruby in the Community.
But Ruby actually has the guys from the restaurant on the line.
Wait, yeah, really?
They're here.
Yeah, the owners.
They're not here, but yes.
Is this Jack, Noah, and Max?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
What's up, brothers? How are you?
We're doing good. How you doing?
So you guys are childhood friends, right? And you moved to LA from Jersey?
That is correct. We've known each other about 20 years now, and we moved out here together and now have a deli.
And you make Italian-style sandwiches, and Ruby said they're amazing.
Yes. Delish.
Thanks, Ruby. Shout out, Ruby. Big shout out, Ruby. Love you, Ruby. Ruby's become also a 20-year friend throughout the
time.
We've known she's like 95.
She is in the community. Now, what is the most, like, what if people come and order? What's a popular sandwich?
The most popular so far has been the spicy pea, which is kind of like a chicken parm, but we do it with a homemade spicy vodka sauce.
Delish.
And do people, like, I miss sandwiches. Because I cut back on sandwiches, right, at one point. I really miss them. And you sell 150 sandwiches a day?
We would like to think closer to 200, but we're doing about as many as we can. And Ryan, we got to have you not cutting back on sandwiches, man. We got to get you into the deli.
I know. It was a bread thing for a while, but I'm back into it. So you're open 7 days a week, and you're in Melrose Hill area, huh?
7 days a week, 11 to 7, we're on Melrose and Western. So, you know, kind of East Hollywood neighborhood. The neighborhood is technically called Melrose Hill. Which a ton of activity going on. There's us that just moved in about a year ago. There's another Filipino spot that just moved in next door, Kuya Lord. Ton of activity coming to the neighborhood.
Giada Deli. Now, here's the deal. I got free food right now for you listening. The first five callers get a $100 Postmate gift card, and everybody listening gets $30 off your first three orders of $35 or more. But you have to use the code. Promo code LA30. LA30 for Ruby in the Community. Hey, Jack, Noah, and Max, you guys sound like a good time. You sound like fun. Thank you so much for coming on. And thank you for doing what you love out there.
Thanks for having us, Ryan.
Of course, man. Thanks for having us.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
I got to eat more sandwiches.
Yeah.
I gave them up, and I miss them, and I really, really like, because I grew up eating hoagies.
Yeah. You know, you just treat yourself to a sandwich every night.
You're right. You're right. Thank you. Hey, let's get Gabriella in Corona. Gabriella?
Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good. How about you?
Well, let's see. So it says here, you're still friends with your ex's sister and your new boyfriend doesn't like it?
That's correct. Yeah.
So, but why?
I'm not sure. That's what I'm trying to figure out, if I'm the one who's
wrong here. I'm confused. I have a good relationship with his sister, and that's it. But I am in her house often, and he does live there.
Oh, well.
I mean, yeah. I kind of get that.
Me too.
Right?
How would you feel if he was around his ex all the time?
You see, that's the thing. I mean, if he tells me he's just with, you know, her brother, I guess I'm going to believe him.
But I guess you kind of have to make a choice, right? I mean, this is a new relationship. It's your new boyfriend. Yeah. And if he feels that way, I think you kind of got to go with it. Don't you guys?
I think so. I think you look, you don't need to completely like cold turkey cut off your relationship with her right now, but just like distance yourself, like a little bit, hang out with your boyfriend more, and just it'll maybe naturally you'll start
to grow out of it.
Maybe you will grow out of it. I don't know. I feel like the only reason to have to still have her in your life is if maybe there were kids involved and like you had kids with your ex. But I just feel like if you really love the current boyfriend that you have now and this is an issue for him, then you need to maybe respect that.
Yeah. Thank you. That actually makes so much more sense.
Okay, good. So we did. Okay, great. Thank you for calling.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
Okay, bye. I mean, you do have to, like, when you're in a new relationship, make some choices that focus on the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really do. If you don't compromise, then you're going to break up.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right. Been looking forward to this moment. Then I'm going to pay some bills. Jingle Ball tickets every hour. Lots going on. November 2nd, Jingle Ball, a month away. This month will go fast. I think this month will go fast.
100%.
All right. Let me get the music ready. We're going to play the game that we play here. The match game. All right. So you know how it works. I'm going to give the contestant a phrase and a blank. Panel is going to write down what they think the contestant's going to choose. Then we'll hear if there's a match. That simple. The panel is Sisney, Tanya, and Ruby in the community.
That's us.
All right. So let's meet contestant number one. Shannon.
Yes.
How are you? Good morning. Thank you for listening to us in Culver City.
I am doing well. I'm very excited. How are you?
We're excited as well. It's our favorite game.
We're
going to play the match game.
Oh, I love the match game.
Oh, okay, so you know how it works.
I like your excitement.
All right, Shannon, hang on 1 second. We've got contestant number two here, Andrea.
Woohoo!
Andrea Ventura, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited. We're going to play the match game. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay. So, you know how it works. I'll give you a statement. You fill in the blank. Don't tell me till the panel writes down their answers. Then we see if we can match, okay?
Okay.
Prizes are choice of Kiss FM Jingle Ball tickets presented by Capital One or tickets to go see Bruno Mars in Vegas. Good stuff. Nobody really loses.
Jingle Ball.
Okay, well, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, let's
Shannon,
go.
Shannon, you're up first, and here it is.
Okay.
Blank, don't say it out loud, blank pants. Blank pants. All right, the panel is feverishly writing down their answers. Ruby is done. Sisney is done. Tanya, are you done?
Done.
Okay. Blank pants. Shannon, what'd you say?
Oh gosh, I have two that I'm going to go with my first one. Happy pants.
Happy pants. I love to get up and put on happy pants. Sometimes I make my pants happy. So, Ruby, blank pants.
I said denim pants.
Well, don't be so down on yourself. That's fine. Denim is popular. All right, Sisney, blank pants.
Fancy pants.
Oh, good one.
Fancy pants.
Tanya, blank pants.
I said yoga pants.
All right. Well, Shannon, hang tight.
Oh, no. So many pants.
Andrea, here we go. Soap, blank. Think about it. Soap, blank. Okay. Panel is writing it down. Let me know when you're ready. Anytime. Okay. You ready? Andrea, blank. No, soap blank. Soap blank.
Opera.
Soap opera.
Oh.
Wow. I didn't think of that. Oh, she's on it. Okay. Ruby, soap blank.
Opera.
Oh! We got Sissany. A match. Soap dish. I'm always
Tanya.
Thinking about clean.
Soap opera.
Yeah! We've got a winner. Andrea, congratulations.
Congratulations,
Andrea. What do you want, Jingle Ball or Bruno Mars?
Jingle Ball.
Woo.
Jingle Ball it is, which means, Shannon, you're going to Bruno Mars. By the way, it's in Vegas. Hotel stay, gas cards, pretty
no
good.
Oh. Oh,
thank
my
you
God.
For playing our favorite game here, the match game.
Yay.
Thank you so much. You guys are all amazing. I love you.
We love you, too. Thank
love
you.
You.
Hold on one sec.
So
okay.
Much.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You know, one of the most fun parts for me is watching you guys write and then some people not know what they're going to write. Yeah. And then every time Tanya's done, she looks up for approval from somebody.
Yeah, like I'm like, I'm like a little dog, right? A little puppy.
It's kind of fun. It's fun to watch.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
So, Tanya, let's go ahead and get into the trending report on this Wednesday, which is National Deviled Egg Day. They don't really do it for me. Today's also David Schwimmer's birthday, Nelly's birthday, Steven Sanchez's birthday. Wow, a lot was going on that time of year.
Mm.
2 years ago today, Baby Shark became the most watched video of all time on YouTube. And tonight, night
it
seven.
Still is.
Of Harry's House shows at the Kia Forum. Night seven of 15.
A treat.
What a treat it is. You know, I'm seeing really commercials for his Call Me Mr. Policeman movie.
Oh, yeah.
I need to see it.
What's the title? It's on Prime Video, coming soon. Mm-hmm. That's all I see, coming soon. But I see, what is My Policeman. But I see Harry Styles. That's what I see. I just see Harry Styles. No, mm-hmm. I just see Harry Styles. Like, I don't know what his character is yet. I just see Harry Styles on a promo for a movie coming soon.
Mm.
Prime Video. Tanya, that's my trending report. What do you have?
I love that trending report. Mine is about Khloe Kardashian. And I feel like as a collective, we just all want Khloe Kardashian to win. We want her to find her fairy tale, her happy ending. I feel like we've just watched her get hurt time and time again. And she was on the Kelly Clarkson show and she was talking about all the Tristan Thompson drama. And just a quick synopsis for you, if you don't remember, she has a daughter with Tristan named True. And they were engaged. They were secretly engaged at the time. And they were actually preparing to welcome their second baby when we all found out that he fathered another child. And so turns out he was cheating on Khloe the entire time. So she talked about learning to unlove Tristan and finding it difficult to simply just move on, which is what everybody suggests that she does. So she's still working to break the habits that she built with Tristan in her life. And she's kind of still learning to like reprogram herself is what she said. But I thought we could give her some tips because I read that it takes 90 days to create a new mindset.
More than that for me.
No, 90 days of doing it consistently for 90 days to like
break a habit.
Break a habit and like change your mindset. And so I thought maybe there were some things like that she could do. I think for me, going on dates that weren't necessarily that you didn't put so much thought or care, it wasn't like a setup. It was just kind of frivolous dating. I think that is something that maybe could help her because she can
really,
see that she
that
can have
help you take your mind off of it by just going out and not really caring about who you're going out with.
Yeah, because it showed that I could have fun with another man. I know it sounds silly, like when you boil it down like that, but it's just like it shows that you can have like just a good time, which I feel like is hard to see at times like that.
The thing for me, anytime you go through a breakup, is that the little things that remind you of the times you had with the person. For example, it could be a beverage that you guys shared together. It could be a recipe, a dish, a special on a menu, a place. It
a
could
show.
Be a scent, a show,
yes.
A candle.
Movies
it could be
watched.
All those things. And then it's like, then the clock of 90 days starts over again.
Yeah.
So I don't know that we're qualified. I certainly am not qualified to
or
dispense
then you see it
any
on
advice.
Instagram.
None. No advice coming from me on how to get past it. I wallow in it. And Sissany, you are blessed because you've not had to go through as much heartbreak probably as some of us here.
I've had only a handful of it, but yes, you're right. And it's, and man, it was so long ago that I, in my head, I feel like it was just so in the past that I have not felt that pain.
So now you have a little sympathy for us.
Sisney's an Aries, and I feel like Aries handle things a little bit differently than Cancers because we're so emotional. So it's like Aries is a little tougher. Cancers are just like a little softer.
Well, what are Capricorns? That's what I am.
Capricorns are kind of in the middle. But you're a little more logical. So you're not as emotional. You're like more logical. So you'll look at like the logic of the breakup and be like, okay, yeah, we broke up because of this. So, okay.
As an Aries, I probably like had a guard up the whole time. Yeah. And then like when I sensed that the relationship was not going to work, I was always the one that kind of like broke it off so that I wouldn't get hurt.
Yeah.
So you are protective of yourself by proactively getting out of it.
Except for that one guy that did break up with me.
It's a one. It's one. Okay, one bragger. Just one. Such a bragger.
Well, there's a bunch of like bad dates, but I wasn't in love with them.
I would wear that as a badge of honor too. If I just had one person, I'd be like, pfft.
I mean, our heart is in pieces over here.
Pieces.
Somehow it's glued back together, but still pieces. Seems.
Well, you guys look solid.
Yeah, on the outside. But we're mushy on the inside. I'm actually mushy
well,
on the outside.
Aren't we all?
Oh, is she on the phone?
Yeah.
Did she go? This is Leslie, who was camping out at Harry's house, and she was just waiting to get invited in. Was it the same night you went?
It's Harry's house. Yeah.
Well, it's not his house.
It's a Kia Forum.
I know,
it's a Forum.
I know Mark is looking at me, he's like, it's not Harry's house. I'm like, but it is Harry's house.
Mark, plug yourself in. If you look on the top of the Kia Forum, it says Harry's house.
I agree. It just sounded kind of creepy, like she was camping in front of his actual house.
I get it. With everything kind of going on in the news right now.
Well, I think the fans know what I'm talking about.
The fans do know.
So tonight is Harry Styles' 7th show at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And last week we had Leslie on. She was camping out wanting to get in.
Yeah,
Leslie.
She went to the Wednesday show last week, and I think she was camping since Monday night of last week.
How many hours did you camp?
I camped for 36 hours.
Get it,
well, you
girl.
Sound like it.
Get
you
it.
Sound like you camped for 36
She's
hours.
She's still recovering.
Oh, my gosh. My voice is completely gone.
Did you get in?
Oh, I got in.
All right. So what was that moment like when you got invited to go in?
Oh my gosh, it was literally phenomenal. When we went in, I was crying. Me and my friends were all crying, walking to the barricade.
So you're down there camping out, you get in. You're 19 years old, right? 19 years old.
Yes.
You're studying marine biology?
I am.
I love that. I love a lot of maritime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's an aside. So you got in, and did you actually make eye contact? That was your goal. You told me.
Oh, definitely.
You wanted to make eye contact with Harry Styles.
Yes. We made eye contact with him. It was crazy. We were screaming. It was very fun.
What are his eyes look? Tell me about his eyes. What do they look like?
Oh, they were beautiful. Green.
Gorgeous.
They were
and does
really
he blink?
Beautiful.
Does he squint? Like, walk me through it.
No, it was just so amazing. Just seeing him on the stage so close, just eye contact, waving, everything.
Like you knew he was looking at you.
Yes. And he was also looking at my friend at some point, looked right directly at her.
And did he wave to you?
Yes, during one of the songs.
Now, is that life or what? You're at the show, you camp out, then his pretty eyes approach, and then he waves at you.
Yes. Also, his bandmate, Polly, I had a poster that says, I love you, Polly. And he saw it from across the stage, ran over to us, gave me a rose, comes back in a second later, gives me his tambourine.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You know, you really do sound like you were at the concert.
That's the goal, right? So everybody that's up close, they have so many signs, and that's the goal is to for Harry to call you out, someone out that's wearing that has a sign, right?
And did anybody try and leave early? Because we heard stories that he calls those people out too.
That's true.
I'm not sure about our show, but probably.
So there are people listening that are going to camp out at Harry's house.
Yeah.
Mark, not his real house, the Kia Forum. Do you have like any advice for people that want to do what you did?
Yeah, like if you want to camp out, definitely camp out. It's really fun, especially just like the experience of camping out itself is just so fun, knowing that you're around people that want the same thing and that are that love the same person as you do. And then just the feeling of walking into this forum in general, just like walking in is just so great, knowing that you camped out for that.
Mm-hmm. And you get a wristband how many hours before the actual show starts so that you can actually go home and refresh?
We got our wristband at 9 a.m. The day of the show.
Oh, wait. So you get a window to go clean up and change.
Yeah. So then they give you a wristband with a number, and then that's like your place to now you're in at that point. And yes, so at that point.
You just have to be back by a certain time in order for them to honor that number in line.
Well, Les, I'm so happy that it worked out. I remember you telling me your goal was to make eye contact, and you did it.
You did it. I mean,
did. It's amazing.
Happy New Year.
I hope you get your voice back soon, too.
I mean, it's been a week.
It's been a while, you know? It's like, you must have really sang out loud.
No, I get it, though.
Well, Leslie, thank you so much for calling in, okay?
No, definitely. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye. Bye. I feel like we asked her to call back, and she's like, do I really have to call back? I can barely talk.
No way.
How cool, though, that she did it.
Yeah.
Got the wave and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? I mean, I don't sing out loud at concerts because that happens to me, and we have to do this.
Oh, I do, and I just deal with it.
Pitbull, pitbull, pitbull.
Yeah. Dale.
yeah. It's our Hump Day Helper segment. We've got Jamie Bronstein on the line, relationship coach, author, speaker. So you can text your questions to 41027. Let's bring her in. Jamie, how are you? Thanks for coming on.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so excited. I want to learn. So.
Oh my God. I'm so excited also.
All right. So you are an author, speaker, named the number one relationship coach transforming lives by Yahoo Finance. Congrats. That's cool.
Thank you. Yes, it was very exciting. And I love helping people. So it just makes me so happy.
And your new book is called Manifesting. So listen, we've got a lot of people that want answers, you know, in the relationship world. And these are text messages. So I'm looking at them come in now. From the 714, Orange County, says, I've been married for 19 years. We have four kids. His sex drive hasn't slowed down, but I have no desire, even though I love him and think he's sexy. I wish I didn't feel this way, but I don't know how to fix it. What do you think?
Okay, so the great news is that you are way ahead of the gang here, because
most people don't.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I would say yes. So you've already won half the battle. So here's my advice. One, go on date nights as much as you can, because I think with COVID and everything, there's been a lot of sweatpants, and it's hard to go from sweatpants to sexy time. So go on dates, have new experiences, new novel experiences. When we have new experiences, our oxytocin levels rise, and that's the love hormone, and our dopamine rises. And when dopamine activates, then testosterone drives sexual desire. So you want to have new experiences together. Just
I love
try that.
Okay,
I like that. Good advice. All right, from the 909. Hi from the IE. My husband is so insecure, constantly accusing me of cheating when all I do is stay home with our kids. What do I do? How do I fix it? That's a good question.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, first of all, you've done nothing wrong. Please don't feel guilty. You know, it's like, it's not me, it's you. Okay, this is not you, it's him. Okay, so communicate that it bothers you. Tell him it's unattractive. If you want to, give him compliments to make him feel better, but also have compassion about, like, get curious. Why does he have these issues? I feel like they're probably unresolved issues. And therapy, you know, I'm a therapist. I always recommend it. Therapy can 100% help.
And if one is a jealous person, they can get rid of that feeling?
100%. Yes. Okay. It's only an unresolved issue. So you have to look at, why do I have this? It's usually from past relationships. It could be from childhood. Who knows? They come from anywhere and everywhere. So whatever you can do to resolve that issue, then your relationship will get better.
Got it. Good. Okay. One more from the 661. What are some realistic things couples with children and busy schedules can do to stay close and really have good intimacy? Sex.
Okay. First of all, the benefits of sex. It connects you, it relieves stress, it boosts immune system, and it helps you to sleep. So just remember that, because that's motivation. This is what I recommend. Schedule time. Just schedule it. You can do it. There's always time for sex. Okay. And once again, you can't go from sweatpants to sexy time. So you need to have that, you know, something to look forward to, get dressed up. You can have a nooner. Nothing wrong with a nooner. A little quickie.
Really?
I'm a big fan of those.
You are?
We conceived Savannah that way.
Wow. Okay, keep going.
Okay, and also, by the way, sex in the morning, like our hormone levels are like skyrocketing in the morning.
What?
So I recommend after the kids, if it's possible, after the kids go to sleep at night, buy a lock. I'm not even kidding. Get a lock for your door and have sex at night, watch TV, start touching each other. You know what that can lead to. And then the weekends, if the kids are old enough, tell them, put the lock in the door. You can't get us until like 10:30. Also, sexting during the day is great. You're never too old and you've never been with someone too long to sext during the day. It keeps the keeps the excitement up.
This is good stuff.
Yeah. Right.
So, Jamie Bronstein, do you want to give your Instagram?
Sure. It's at The Relationship Expert. There's no E at the beginning of expert. So it's just The Relationship, letter X, P-E-R-T.
Cool. Perfect. So nice to meet you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. This is fun.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wait, can we go back to that? Noon, I can't do it.
Yeah, same.
And morning, I can't do it.
Well, no, morning's good.
Noon is because, and this was earlier on, especially during the pandemic, because that's when the twins would be napping between like noon and two. And so that was literally like only alone time that we would have. And also when we wouldn't be tired. Because we're always tired at night.
I get that.
And so you have like this energy in the middle of the day. And we were like, we have 2 hours.
But are you rushed in the morning, Tanya? Like, I'm always
rushing.
Well,
no, it's like a weekend thing.
Oh, see, the weekends we can't. The kids come in our room at 6 in the morning.
No, not on like a Tuesday.
A Tuesday? No.
A nooner.
Give it a try. Afternoon delight.
See, I'm not good in the daylight.
Don't you have blackout curtains?
Oh, to put those down, I mean, it's like, it's a lot of work.
No, try morning. I think you'll like it. It'll really start your day off with like a bang.
I can tell you one, but all right. Thank you very much for that segment. We do it once a week. Just so you know, on The Menu, which is another movie I keep seeing a trailer for, The Menu with Ralph Fiennes. Ooh. And it just, he's a chef, so I don't know what the plot's about, but I'm into it because it's called The Menu.
Well, you basically became the bear in your Halloween episode.
One of my favorites.
I actually watched that sketch twice because I watched it by myself and Michael was outside and I rewound it. So I'm like, you have to watch this sketch. You guys are like SNL. Like, that was such a funny episode.
I don't know how it comes to fruition, but it does.
It was so funny. People need to go back and watch it if you didn't see it.
That's, why not? Where can you see it afterwards?
Well, I don't know. I DVR it, but I think you can watch it on Hulu. Yeah. Like Kelly Ryan.
Great. Check it out on Hulu next day or day off, whatever. All right, listen. Now, 50 minutes of nonstop Kiss music is coming up. Also, Jingle Ball tickets. But Sisney is looking at this story this morning, and this is interesting. You know, nobody wants and the holiday season is coming. It's going to be busy. They're saying it could be record numbers of travelers at airports this holiday season. And so when you book your tickets, no one really seeks the middle seat. Like, I don't want to call them book the middle seat. But now there's an airline that's trying to incentivize you to book the middle seat, right?
Yeah. And especially I think some people try to work the system. And I know that like Michael and I have tried this before. We specifically book like the window seat and the aisle seat. And we don't book the middle seat, hoping that nobody will book it. And then we'll get the whole row.
Right.
And then when someone does book it, then when they get there, it's like, oh, do you want the aisle? And then we'll just switch.
But when you're on Southwest, you can argue. If you're in the window in the aisle, you can just be arguing so people don't want to sit in the middle because they're like,
oh, my gosh. What a charade.
And you might get taken off the plane. Do you fake argue on your way to Vegas?
Wow. I've never done that, but my friends do that.
But I'm afraid like there's going to be the marshal is going to take you right off that plane.
No, just light arguing so that nobody just wants to sit in the middle of it.
Oh, just a docile argue.
Exactly.
Oh, I love a docile argue.
But I think if you're flying by yourself, you would never pick the middle seat, like if you have options of windows and aisles.
What are they giving away?
So Virgin Australia is now giving you prizes, so a chance at prizes. So it's not like you get the middle seat and for sure you get this, but if you buy the middle seat, then you have the option to win this stuff, like big stuff.
Well, cruises. Right. Oh, big
cruises,
stuff.
A helicopter ride, like pub crawls, adventure packages that include bungee jumping, like kind of crazy stuff. So you have to be adventurous, I think. Just, but you know, I don't know.
For people's benefit here, Tanya, as a takeaway from listening today, could you give us a fake argument?
Yeah. So let's say it's, you know, me and you on the sides. We could be like, no, I told you to pack the face wash because I have allergies and I can't do this.
I'm going to forget the face wash. Let's get realistic, please. Okay, and action.
I asked you to grab the tampons after you left the bathroom because I'm on my period. That's really not going to let anybody sit in the middle seat. That's going to secure you an open middle.
I would never forget the tampons either.
No, yes, all right, you would.
Give me one more.
Why would it be his responsibility to grab your tampons?
Because I'm a good boyfriend.
Exactly.
So actually, people are going to want to sit next to us because we're such a good couple.
Or we could argue about like Thanksgiving. Like, no, I told your mom that we're staying in California with my family.
Why would you tell my mom anything? You would not tell her. You would suggest, do not, you'd recommend, do not tell Connie Seacrest anything.
We don't tell
her. This is not a good role play.
I'm not dating you.
Okay, I understand that. I know. Our improv skills suck.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
That is going to do it for us today. Thank you so much for having us on. Tomorrow, it is a Ryan's Roses. And of course, Tubbs, what are we doing every hour?
Paying bills.
And what else? Jingle Ball tickets.
So close.
You're on a sabbatical, getting back into the swing of things.
I mean, he really came in strong.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.